Now that you have some rough general feeling for the concept of variability, we have to figure out how to measure it. Just like central tendency, there are a variety of ways that we can quantify variability, and to some extent they depend on this underlying scale of measurement as the measures of central tendency did. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Now let's look back up at case one and case two. A quick and dirty way to think about variability is simply by using the range. Okay, the range of scores is simply the difference between the top score and the bottom score. So we can look at case one and see that the highest score is 200, the lowest score is 100, so the range of scores in that case is 100 units. If we look at case two, our lowest score is 146 and our highest score is 154. So we have a range of 8 units. So if we just compare the two ranges, case one is 100, case two is 8, and that sort of captures what we're interested in. There's a whole lot more variability in the case one scores than the case two scores, and to some extent the range captures that. Now the problem with the range is simply that, actually there are two problems. One problem is that it only takes into account two scores in the entire distribution. It takes the top score into account, it takes the bottom score into account, but really doesn't take into account any other score. So we're relying on two scores in a distribution of maybe many, many scores to characterize the entire variability of all the scores. So that's a problem. And remember, we talked about central tendency. One of the things we liked about the mean was that it took into account all the scores and the exact value of all the scores in the distribution. Well, clearly the range doesn't do that. The second problem with the range that I think is obvious is that not only does it only take into account two scores in the distribution, it takes into account the two most extreme scores in the distribution. So we're measuring variability based on essentially what are outliers in the distribution. And the more you rely on the extremes, the less stable your estimate is going to be. So the consequence of relying on only two numbers and relying in particular on two extreme numbers is that you have a very unstable measure of the range. From sample to sample, the range could vary tremendously and not really capture the variability in the way that you would like it captured statistically.